It's Friday, August 27th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The overwhelming demand for broadband investment, provider revenue, collaboration, and device data paint the market picture, and how the hiring process is looking around diversity. This is the Business of Tech. A number of developments around broadband, starting with this one from Politico. More than 230 communities across 49 states and U.S. territories are seeking part of pandemic relief funds that Congress created in December. This is the $288 million Broadband Infrastructure Program, which took grant applications through August 17th. The amount requested totaled more than eight times what Congress had granted. The Commerce Department cautioned the high volume of applicants for its broadband infrastructure program will result in a highly competitive vetting of grant applicants. Priority will go to cost effectiveness, those proposing to serve the greatest number of households in an eligible area, and targeting rural areas and those providing internet speeds of at least 100 megabits per second download and 20 upload, which is much faster than the FCC minimum broadband definition, which is 25.3. This continued to play out the next day, also in Politico. It's not just local and state governments looking for investments. A coalition representing schools and libraries is urging Congress to replenish funding for an FCC funding program aimed at boosting connectivity for students, school staff, and library patrons. According to FCC data released on Wednesday, schools and libraries have already submitted requests totaling more than $5.1 billion to pay for 9.1 million devices and 5.4 million broadband connections via applications for the agency's $7.17 billion Emergency Connectivity Fund. In other words, more than 70% of the available funding. 12 states and Puerto Rico submitted requests that total at least $100 million each, with California requesting more than $800 million. The FCC announced it would open a second 15-day application filing window from September 28th to October 13th. Axios is meanwhile reporting on the FCC being left out of the broadband deployment projects. Under fire for how it handled awards in 2020, the agency is investing to get more data and examine how it previously gave awards. Why do we care? Observe, there wouldn't be this much demand if broadband in the U.S. was available. Fund a program and see overwhelming demand, there's clearly a massive need. I'll broadly criticize the telco industry here. If you were meeting market demand, which you're clearly not, there wouldn't be this broad a problem. We care because this is a limiting factor to IT services. If the market won't fix the problem, it seems government will need to, and that's why we care. Channel Futures recently ran a quarterly survey for MSPs, comparing recurring revenue in the second quarter of 2021 to the year-ago quarter showed a sharp increase in Q2 from Q1 of this year. About 18% of respondents to the quarterly survey said their recurring revenue increased more than 20% in the second quarter, up from 12% in the first. Additionally, 24% said recurring revenue was up by at least 11% to 20%, compared to 15% in the first quarter. Gartner, meanwhile, says the number of workers using collaboration tools has risen by 44% since 2019, resulting in 80% of workers now using the tools in 2021. The company is also predicting that by 2024, in-person meetings will fall from 60% of enterprise meetings to 25%. Canalys says that second quarter PC shipments in the U.S. rose 17% from the same quarter in 2020. Within the entire market, notebooks performed best with an increase of shipments of 27%, and tablets the worst with a fall of 1%. IDC revised their own PC market predictions down to growth of 14.2% year over year, down from 18.1%. Specifically, notebooks are cited as the main area of growth. Why do we care? Good news that revenue is up for providers, likely bolstered from a positive sentiment in Q2. Let's not assume that's steady. As we know, conditions change quickly, and they already have in Q3. There's clearly some room in the collaboration space, and less for raw growth. I read that number of 80% using tools as an indication of a mature market. And thus, any opportunity is less about new deployment and more about making sure those tools are effective and integrated into workflows. That's less technical skills and more business ones. And that's why we care. 2/3, 68% of businesses feel there's a lack of diversity in their technology workforce, but less than half, 46%, are actively addressing the issue within tech teams, according to a Wiley survey of more than 2,000 early career tech workers and 270 business leaders released earlier this month. Half of young tech workers reported leaving or wanting to leave a tech job because the company culture made them feel uncomfortable or unwelcome. Among women of color surveyed, the number increases to 57%. The discomfort among underrepresented tech workers starts early in the hiring process. 6 in 10, 64%, survey respondents believe the technology job recruitment process discriminates against people from minority backgrounds. This all from CIO Dive. Now, why do we care? Several stories this week have been about the workforce, and this is one more dimension, and not one siloed off on its own. Workers aren't just concerned about only one thing, it's the death by a thousand cuts that gets you. Ignoring this dimension adds another reason for a worker to leave. Or excelling here, even if other areas are still works in progress, may make a difference. Consider this not in isolation, but as part of bringing substance to why individual humans choose to work at your organization. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. No bonus episode this weekend, with each episode this week going about a minute longer. I think we got plenty in this week. I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.